Proclamation number 3384 of 30th of December, 1944. Blessing of poverty. Spiritual influx of power. Overcoming matter. Being permeated by spiritual strength outweighs all earthly possessions, for earthly possessions will never lead to perfection or to the transformation of one's nature, which, however, is achieved by spiritual strength. Earthly goods will not lead to God and therefore also not to man's final aim on earth, to union with God. To becoming a child of God. Every spiritual success will always require the influx of spiritual strength but can never be acquired through earthly possessions. Therefore, anyone who is concerned about his soul's salvation, who strives spiritually, must also strive to open himself to the divine emanation, to his spirit, which will pour out wherever a receptacle is available. And he must completely exclude earthly striving, thus he must also not attach his heart to transient things, for striving for them reduces the supply of strength from the spiritual kingdom. What comes from the spiritual kingdom requires undivided willingness to receive in order to become effective. But every earthly desire weakens the will to receive and is consequently an obstacle for the divine emanation of strength. And the less he allows himself to be captivated by the world and its pleasures, by earthly possessions, the more he will open himself to it, the more he will overcome matter and desire spiritual influx of strength. Then earthly possessions will soon seem small and unimportant to him, for through spiritual strength he will be placed in a state of realization, and now he knows how worthless everything earthly is in comparison to the state of knowledge and truth, to the state of enlightenment through the Divine Spirit. For only now does he also know about the blessedness of knowledge, about the blessedness of possessing the fullness of strength, which has nothing to do with earthly possession. And therefore it is by no means to be regarded as a restriction of life's rights if the human being is poor in earthly goods and possessions, for the sooner he is able to establish the spiritual connection which earns him far more precious goods, the sooner he will become knowledgeable and possess spiritual wealth in all abundance, because he can only attain the spiritual goods which the Divine Spirit imparts to those who shape themselves of their own accord to receive that which flows directly from God. Spiritual strength which now makes the human being able to work for him. Amen.